أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with our look at Quran City, and we've been focusing on Qasam place. Qasam meaning an oath. And we've talked about this, of how the oath that Allah takes is not to prove his truthfulness, because he is truth itself, but it is the importance of that object which then leads to the subject of what it's talking about. And today we're going to look at Surah number 75, which is Suratul Qiyamah. Now, Qiyamah is the day of standing, or the day of judgment, or the day of resurrection. And the word Qiyamah comes from Qiyam, when the human being will stand again, when we stand in front of him. There's 42 ayat. It's a Makkan surah. Let's start off as we normally do with the benefits of recitation. Suratul Qiyamah is beneficial for safety from heart ailments. We're told one who recites it will be raised with radiance on the day of Qiyamah. And we'll understand that when we look at section 3. It's an increase of sustenance. It protects life. And one will be liked by people. And when we recite it, we understand how our behaviors will change when we understand the surah. Let's look at the focus of the surah. It gives you a graphic picture of the day of Qiyamah, the day of resurrection. It also talks about the collection, the preservation, the order, and the clarity, or the explanation of the Quran is Allah's. He's mandated it to himself. And then there is the inevitability of death. Like I always do, it's good to put a did you know. And in the did you know for this surah, I'll go for two things. One is what I talked about, that the word Qiyamah comes from Qiyam, which means to stand. But also alludes to death when the day of Qiyamah begins for the human beings. And it's sort of flipped when the human being is no longer able to stand. Also, we'll find in this surah, the oath begins with La, which is no. So you see, it starts with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, La uksimu biyawm al-qiyamah. Now the La has a specific meaning. You see, everybody has their own thought process, their philosophy, their thinking about the Akhirah, about what happens after death. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying La to all those false ideas about the afterlife. So he's starting off by saying La. So let's look at the first section. We've divided it into four sections. And the first section is two oaths, the day of Qiyamah and the guilty self. And then it leads to a description of the day of Qiyamah. So he starts off by saying La uqsimu biyawmil qiyamah. First of all, no, completely no to all false ideas. And then he says, I swear by the day of resurrection. وَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِالنَّفْسِ اللَّوَّامَةِ. Then again, Allah. So he's saying all false ideas about this soul, about the guilty soul, move aside. I'm telling you that this guilt is an internal alarm system, a proof of the day of judgment in the human being. Now let's see what he says about the day of judgment. The day when the human being will be gathered together. In other words, the human being will be reconstructed up to his very fingertips. He says, Bala, qadirina ala an nusawwiya banana. We will make him complete up to his fingertips. It is the day when the eyes will become startled. Fa'idha barikal basar. You know, as though they've been, when you see lightning and your eyes sort of flash, that's what he says. The moon will become dark. The sun and the moon will be fused together. And the human being will say, where can I run to? But he will say, there is no place to run to. And the human being will be informed of bima qaddama wa akhara, what he has sent before and what he didn't do. So basically, what you did, your legacy, and what you prioritized in your life will be put right in front of us. Even though we make excuses, Allah says, بَلِ الْإِنسَانُ وَلَا نَفْسِهِ بَصِيرًا وَلَوْ أَلْقَى مَعَذِيرًا. Even if he gives ma'azira, even if he gives excuses, he will be the evidence against himself. It's quite scary. The second section is on the Quran. You see, the Prophet used to rush to be able to put the Quran together, to internalize it. And Allah is saying, لا تحرك به لسانك لتعجل. Don't hurry with it. Don't rush to it. It's okay. Allah is saying, it is up to me to collect it, to put it in order, to ensure that it will be clearly understood. So this is divinity's place. But look how the next section starts. In ayah 20, he says, كَلَّا بَلْ تُحِبُّونَ الْعَاجِلَةَ وَتَذَرُونَ الْآخِرَةَ. You love to rush to the life of the world and neglect the hereafter. While in contrast, we had the Prophet in ayah 16, rushing to the Qur'an. But then Allah talks about the day of Qiyamah, about how some faces will be bright and lit up, while others will be in extreme sadness and terrified, as though they've been faced with a catastrophe. It's the faces on the day of Qiyamah. And then the final section, which is ayah 26 to 40, looks at the inevitability of death and the creation of the human being from a small life germ and then made into this awesome, articulated it into an awesome human being, men and women, and a rhetoric question of, do you think you have been created without an aim? I'd like to just look at the graphic way Allah describes death. In ayah 26, he says, كَلَّا إِذَا بَلَغَتِ التَّرَاقِي. When it comes up to your throat, وَقِيلَ مَرَّاكِ. And everybody will say, is there a doctor? Is there anyone to help and heal and protect this person? وَظَنَّ أَنَّهُ الْفِرَاقِ. And the person who is dying will realize that it's time to go. وَالْتَفَّتِ السَّاقُ بِالسَّاقِ. And the affliction is combined with affliction. And the Arabs used to use this phrase for a camel who had no water, no food, and was so distressed that his legs would cave in and sort of buckle in one across the other. For a human being, it's talking about how at death, when the human being wants to describe it, his pain, he can't, and he crosses his legs. And Allah says, إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ يَوْمَئِذِنِ الْمَسَاقِ. And he will be directed, his soul will be steered, driven towards his Rabb. And this talks about then about those who denied the truth, because Allah says, فَلَا صَدَّقَ وَلَا صَلَّى. They did not accept the truth, nor did they pray. وَلَكِنْ كَذَّبَ وَتَوَلَّى. They belied the truth. ثُمَّ ذَهَبَ إِلَىٰ أَحْلِهِ يَتَمَتَّى. And then arrogantly, they went back to their families. So the message here is to always connect to divinity through salah. And to understand that we have been created with the purpose of reaching our full potential, which can only be achieved through following divine guidance, and to be absolutely sure that we are accountable for absolutely everything. Let us pray out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who have these lit up smiling faces on the day of Qiyamah. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ.